everyone, it's Melissa here on Audio Boo, and I'm doing more recording just because I feel like it, and because I want to. Anyway, so today is Saturday, the 23rd. I couldn't think for a sec there. Saturday the 23rd. Hope everyone is doing well. I know I am. Tired, but I'm doing okay. Allergies have actually got me pretty tired, but oh, we'll survive. We will survive. Anyway, so I hope everybody, like I said, is doing good. I am just kind of chilling today. It's one of those quiet Saturdays. Anyway, I wanted to ask a question. I really do want to get a podcast up and going. I really, really do. But I want to know what people are interested in. And I still have been busy. Haven't had time to go down to the post office to send my recorder for repairs. But I'm curious. Would anyone be interested in any type of podcast? And what kind of content would you like to see? Anyway, I just thought I would ask that question. And I don't know. I just felt like recording an audio boo, so... Hope everyone is doing good. I reverted again back to the version 1 app. The reason is because I still had problems downloading, even though I followed the instructions. You know, the first time I didn't log out, but the second time I did before. I uninstalled the app from my device and put in part 2, or I mean, not part 2, but version 2, and logged back in. And as you could tell, the first one went through just fine. It was the one where Jeremy was laughing. But this, I tried to send a DM and it didn't go through. Well, needless to say, I reverted back to version 1 and it went through just fine. The DM that I was going to send. I had to redo it, but it still uploaded just fine. So, other than that, yeah. So anyway, I hope to talk to you soon. I hope to talk to you guys soon. And but I was just curious about that question. So, also, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, when you want to put your iTunes library on a different computer... because I wanted to sync my phone with this laptop because my husband's going to be taking the other one for his training. But if I wanted to sync my iPhone to this computer and my library is on another one, wouldn't it just simply be as easy as copying the iTunes folder that's in your music that's got all your XML and library files? Wouldn't that be the only step I need to do? And then just... You know, obviously, copy it to this computer, and then it would have my library, and I wouldn't have to worry about syncing it to a different computer and erasing my library and everything off of this phone. Would that, is that all I need to do, or are there other steps I need to follow? I hope not, but I think that's pretty much all you need to do, because that's the one that's got all the XML files and stuff that keeps your library stored, or your database, or however you put it. But anyway, I was just curious about that. And that's going to do it for me. So, 25, take 25. Care, everybody, and I will talk to you soon. Bye!
Record. Heading. Publish. Button.